Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Sometimes, the best things in life are multi-purpose. Mulch serves many functions in the landscape, but the three main benefits are insulation, water retention, and weed prevention. It isn't necessary to mulch every plant in the garden all year long, and it's certainly possible to do more harm than good. Mulching plants as appropriate can help them through rough growing seasons and take the labor off of the gardener in terms of weeding. The first benefit of mulching is insulation. As we head into colder months, many homeowners will be concerned about hard freezes damaging or killing the perennials. While Southeast Kansas is in plant hardiness zone 7A, which was a recent update in 2023, some hard freezes could threaten plants that are on the cusp of being hardy here. Most importantly, perennials are hardy because of live roots. This means protecting their roots from freezing temperatures is important. Mulch provides insulation to roots during freezing temperatures. This barrier is often provided as a wood mulch, but straw, dead leaves, or other loose materials can work as well. However, wood mulch won't need to be cleaned up at the start of the growing season. The second benefit of mulching is water retention in the soil. Mulch provides a more stable water profile by blocking winds and summer heat that would wick away moisture. In the winter, when plants aren't uptaking as much water as they used to, it will still be important to combat evaporation. It is also important to remember that plants that are mulched will have lower water requirements, so avoid overwatering them. The last benefit is weed prevention. Obviously, weeds aren't a concern in the cold of winter. However, by having a barrier to the soil, weeds can be prevented from germinating before garden plants spring up in the spring. It will also reduce headaches at the end of the growing season when you don't have to clean out weeds, just plant debris. Mulching can be a benefit, but may sometimes prove a nuisance. Insects will also overwinter in the soil or on fallen leaves. On an ecological standpoint, providing a habitat of fallen leaves may help fireflies and plants overwinter. On a gardening standpoint, providing a haven for insects may be counterintuitive. It can also be possible to bury plants in mulch. Mulch should not exceed 3-inch depths, and even less for plants that have shallow root systems. The key is not strangling the roots, as they will still need oxygen to transpire. Trees should never have mounded mulch and always have an exposed root flare at their base. Also with mulched gardens, make sure to water the soil level. A light pass of a hose or sprinkler may only wet the mulch and not the ground itself. So mulch away, but remember why you're mulching, to protect the plants and their root systems. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.